ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I want to take you to just outside Alice Springs, where a giant 6 metre tall, 600 kilogram puppet with glowing eyes roams once the sun has set, where a crackle of black cockatoos chatter loudly once the night sky turns black, and where thousands of people gawk and admire cars that line the Alice Springs Desert Park, replete with custom paintwork. These are just some of the scenes of the Parchma Festival, the only authentic Aboriginal light festival of its kind, which has attracted near records over the weekend. That's despite recent events in the central Australian town, which is almost through its extended curfew period. Rhonda Roberts is the curator of the festival and joins us this morning. Rhonda, welcome.
Oh, good morning, PK. How are you?
Lovely to speak to you. Thousands of people attended the event on Friday. It was the second highest opening of the festival since it began. Did that response surprise you, given the things we've been hearing about Alice Springs in recent weeks?
No, it didn't surprise me because, you know, we've always had some issues in town. I think for our traditional custodians here in Umbantwa, Alice Springs, for them, the festival is an opportunity to actually show their pride about their culture. And, you know, interestingly, we're a few minutes out of town. People come and it's just, there's such a calming effect across the site and in town. It's something to look forward to. And for people to gather and just let their hair down and look at what landscape is all about.
Walk me through what you were thinking when the initial curfew was called and then when it was extended last week.
Well, we know about the issues and that, of course, the curfew is just in the CBD. We're out of town at Desert Park. For the young people here, Parchma actually provides opportunities for them. So we've got a number of young people from our town camps and also many aren't local young people involved in the festival, working across the festival. In fact, we've got some young people working on Aralia Uprala, our big 6 metre black woman, as puppeteers being trained by Earth Physical Theatre Company. So there's often opportunities for those young people, and they get to do something, which is, you know, we know one of the solutions for the future is to find more opportunities for young people in town.
What has the festival meant to the local community? Just talk about its growth to me.
We wouldn't have done this festival without having our Parchma Reference Group, which is made up of the three estates of traditional owners across Alice Springs. And for them, it really is that they get an opportunity, like in the old days, to actually showcase their culture. Many people used to come through Alice Springs. It was a stopping point to fuel up, to look at the local tours. And so this is just adding to that and reconstructing, I guess, their pride that they can showcase. And for this year, it's been a wonderful opportunity for them because one of our installations is Honouring, which honours the late, great Dr. M.K. Turner, OAM, who was such a knowledge woman and such a pillar in this community up here. And so for them seeing and witnessing that Honouring has been quite extraordinary. It's just a festival that people gather. Our talks program, Deep Listening, has been really well attended because people do want to hear that voice and conversation of people from Umbantwa, Alice Springs.
Tell me about the theme of this year's festival, interconnectedness. Like, how does that unfold at the festival?
Yeah, that thematic has been really important this year because we're all interconnected with our country, with the spirit of country, with the seasons, the way our behaviour used to traditionally operate. But it's also amazing the links across the country with the song lines and neighbouring clan groups. So the Arrernte are the host nation of this festival, and they invite the neighbouring clans like the Walpri and so forth into country, their country. And so it's going back and just remembering and reflecting on who we are and why we are Aboriginal. And in many of our deep listening talks, local mob have talked about that obligation they have and how they need to rethink and steer positivity, stop looking at the deficit and find the solutions for the future in this town.
Finally, tell me about this massive 6 metre tall, 600 kilogram, glowing eyes, wandering through the crowd. What is this? What did I describe? Can you tell me all about it?
It's just extraordinary. The minute the young kids see this, they either scream and run the other way and then they come back. And so she roams across the festival site, and it's extraordinary because she's taller than the trees.
Wow.
So she's part of the landscape. But we called her Aralia Upralu because that means black woman and Arrernte. But she's like the matriarch looking over the festival grounds. And then we were very fortunate with our audio installation for her. Janet Turner, who is the granddaughter of MK Turner, did the voiceover for us. And so describing everything in language and pointing to it, but also in English. And then she sits down and all the children, like hundreds and hundreds of children, just come and sit by her, and they're touching her, and they're hearing the stories of the honey ants or Yiparinia, the caterpillars, the story of country. So it's truly interconnecting the children, actually, and it's just, oh, wow, it's just magical. So magical.
Sounds incredible. And apologies for mispronouncing your name, Rhoda.
Oh, don't worry.
I am worried.
It's difficult to say.
It's not that hard to say. It is a beautiful name, and what an incredible festival you've put on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us tell everyone on ABC about this extraordinary event.
Rhoda Roberts there, the curator of the Parchma Festival. What an incredible sight. Taller than the trees. Wow.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.